Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Since you've been gone. That's 38 Special bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. It's just you and me again, continuing one more segment. I've got something else I want to say to you. Folks, you know, I hope you know by now that I bleed red, white, and blue. I'm a patriot. I'm a conservative because I make payroll every Friday. I'm a fiscal conservative. I might be a little more of a liberal. nobody's ever used that word with me before. And on some social issues, but mostly I'm a conservative, which is not to say that I'm a Republican. It's just that I make payroll on Friday, and that kind of makes me a fiscal conservative by definition. So you know a little bit about me. You know how much I care about Main Street. You know how much I believe that what's good for America, for what's good for small business is good for America, and certainly good for the world. And you know that if from time to time I weigh in on, I wander off into areas of politics for that reason, policy. But I want to talk about something a little different today. And it's something I brought up before with other guests, but I've never talked to you about it, just the two of us. And that's, I want to talk about the word oligarchy. It's a Greek word meaning a few who rule. The few who rule. And it's a, you've heard a lot about Russian oligarchs, right? Russian oligarchs are the people after the Soviet Union broke up. Russian businessmen became oligarchs in their field, either lumber or oil or construction or technology or whatever. They became billionaires, but because of their money and their influence, they actually were able to, along with Putin and his and the government. They basically run Russia, and you don't cross them, right? They're the oligarchs, the Russian oligarchs, who are part of the power structure of Russia. Well, over the last several years, you may have heard me say that I think America, that I think Russia doesn't own the franchise on oligarchs. I think we have an oligarchy situation in the United States that I'm worried about. I'm concerned about it, and I fear it's getting worse. And the election of Donald Trump, the president, has done, I don't think it's created more oligarchy. I think it's just made the oligarchs come out of the shadows. For example, I believe, I made a list here. I've got the American people on one side of the other of my column. On the other side of the column, I've got a list of groups that I think are oligarchs, part of the oligarchy movement. They're part of the problem. Some people would call them the swamp. That the American people sent Donald Trump to drain. I'm not saying Donald Trump is a perfect person. I didn't vote for him the first time, but I've never been a major supporter of his. But we have groups of people now that are part of the, I consider to be the oligarchy families of America. The Democrat Party, the leadership of the Democrat Party, I believe, is part of the oligarchy. The leadership, the elites, they call themselves, they really call themselves the elites of the Republican Party. People who are the elitists. I've had some of them on my show of the Democrat and Republican Party before. Those on both sides of the aisle, the elites of both sides of the aisle, especially the leadership, I think they're part of the oligarchs. Wall Street, that's the big money, right? I don't think Wall Street, the disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street now, that's happened over the last several years, that's caused Wall Street to become more one of the oligarch families. And now we know the Main Street media, the traditional mainstream media, I should say, is another part of the oligarch family. And when I said they came out of the shadows, you and I both have seen many examples of where the New York Times, Washington Post, Boston, the Boston paper, the NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, certainly MSNBC, those organizations, people, commentators on there, I'm not talking about guests, I'm talking about people who are employed by those companies, have said, we can no longer be objective about in our reporting. We have to take this guy down. We are against this guy, Trump. Now, if you don't believe me, look at what they've done since the moment he got elected. They've been going after him. By the way, I worry that there is something called a deep state. I worry, and I'm not going to say who I think is part of it, although I do think I believe there's a deep state. I do. The leakers that you hear about, that are leaking things when they shouldn't be leaking things, I think they're part of that. I'm worried that this president, with warts and all of his flaws, is coming under so much pressure. Some of it deserved, but a lot of it not deserved by any brand new president. He's not going to be able to do the job that the American people sent him to do. I'm concerned about that. And the fact that he is getting this much pressure from these oligarchs tells me that he is dangerous to them. He could drain the swamp, which is what you and I sent him there to do. So just pay attention, folks, and become better consumers of information. And there is fake news out there. I believe that. And probably on both sides of the debate. So we got to become better consumers of information. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.